This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross. Singer Anita O'Day was born 100 years ago today. We'll mark the occasion with a tribute by jazz critic Kevin Whitehead, and we'll listen back to Terry's 1987 interview with O'Day. Anita O'Day inspired the so-called cool jazz singers of the 1950s. Music critic Will Friedwald described O'Day as, quote, always the greatest, the coolest, the hippest, and the swinginest, singing with bands led by Gene Krupa, Stan Kenton, Benny Goodman, and others. In her 1981 autobiography, High Times, Hard Times, O'Day explained that her last name was Colton, but she changed it to O'Day because in Pig Latin that meant dough, and she hoped to make plenty of it. O'Day died in 2006. Kevin Whitehead says O'Day is probably best remembered for singing a sultry Sweet Georgia Brown in the film Jazz on a Summer's Day, shot at the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival. But he says she made her name long before and kept making it after.
Chick, you torture me, zoot. Are we living? I'm thinking of leaving him flat. He says, dig, dig, the jumps the old ticker is given. Now he can't talk plainer than that. He says, every time we kissed, he says, murder, he says. Keep it up like this, and that's murder, he says. In that impossible tone, we'll bring on nobody's murder but his own.
Of all the singers who came up in the big white swing bands, Anita O'Day was the coolest. She was at ease with slangy novelty tunes and with her own independent style. On tours with Gene Krupa, she wore a band jacket on stage like the guys and, she said later, carried her own bags and picked up her dinner checks. Her tough, hip persona echoed in Barbara Stanwyck's character, Krupa singer Sugar Puss O'Shea, in the screwball classic Ball of Fire. O'Day made her reputation with Krupa's hit Let Me Off Uptown, in which the audibly white singer hip the audibly black trumpeter Roy Eldridge to happenings in Harlem. The premise is so comic, you could overlook how subversive their easy rapport across racial lines was in 1941.
Hey, Joe.
What do you mean, Joe? My name's Roy.
Well, come here, Roy, and get groovy. You been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
If it's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out, all you've got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off uptown.
Starting in 1944, Anita O'Day spent a year with Stan Kenton's band, helping them break through with the queasy-making hit And Her Tears Flowed Like Wine. The lyric appears to make light of a wife's abuse at the hands of a violent, two-timing husband. But in the end, she gets the last laugh, sort of.
He got mixed up with Maisie. He got mixed up with the floor. Shoved him in the river. He'll not get mixed up no more. His wife then draped herself in black. That showed her figure fine. Then she cussed him out. The two-faced guy, no insurance could she find.
And her tears flowed like wine.
After the swing bands collapsed in the mid-1940s, Anita O'Day's career ran alternately hot and cold for decades, partly due to drug and alcohol problems. In the 1950s, she signed with record producer Norman Granz. That resulted in her most substantial recorded legacy, though she and Granz didn't get on. He put her in front of strings and limber small groups, but she often sounded most at home fronting big bands, as in the 40s.
If I love again, though, it's someone new. If I love again, it will still be you. In someone else's fond embrace, I
close my eyes and see your face. If I love again, I'll find other charms. But I'll make believe you are in my arms.
In the 1950s, Anita O'Day mined the Great American Songbook of Broadway and movie tunes. Since those were familiar to listeners, she could take liberties with the melodies, demonstrating superb timing and how sensitive she could be with a lyric. O'Day always said she sang without vibrato, but you could spot her light vibrato on ballads. This is from Early Autumn.
There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shattered down a winding country lane, all russet brown, a frosty window pane shows me a town grown lonely.
Anita O'Day kept recording occasional novelties, like Rock and Roll Waltz in the 50s or Your Red Wagon in the 60s. Then she was up and down again. You could blink and miss her in the 1973 Robert Duvall flick The Outfit, where she sings for nobody during daylight hours in a Bakersfield bar, back when the real O'Day was living in a $3 hotel room with no phone. But soon she was back for a successful third act, fronting small groups. Her voice had gotten heavier, but she could still work it and inhabit a lyric and savor an introductory verse. Here she is in 1975.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui. Then I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get the kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all, so tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. I get a kick out of you.
Anita O'Day kept singing, if less often, and in 2006 put out her last gasp, the CD Indestructible. It made Billie Holiday's croaking late phase sound girlish. O'Day's take on A Slip of the Lip, a wartime advisory from 1942, is as strange as anything from late-period Johnny Cash or Bob Dylan's basement tapes.
Don't talk too much. Don't you jive too much, Jack. Don't be too hip, 'cause a slip of the lip might sink a ship. Once, half years, night has eyes, so let's be wise.
In her autobiography, High Times, Hard Times, Anita O'Day insisted she wasn't a singer, but a song stylist, and she was styling right till the end. She passed away late in 2006, 65 years after joining Gene Krupa. A good long run for any singer or song stylist.
Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting for a kiss? Skylark, have you seen the valley green with spring, where my heart can go a journey? Over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane. And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music of the night? Wonderful music, faint as crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and the Audio Beat. We'll listen back to our 1987 interview with Anita O'Day after a break. This is Fresh Air.